Simon, no doubt one big moment turned that game.
Yeah, it certainly did. I thought we started the game really well with a dominant team. The goalkeeper for them made some important vital saves early on, and not much in the game for a period of time. And then the referee obviously makes a decision that he deemed was the right one. I think evidence suggests that, and what my goalkeeper said, that he's hit him on his the chest area. The assistant linesmen are saying that the centre-halves were round on the cover, which I felt that they were going to get round to it as well. It's a huge decision, important part of the game, and it's gone against us and ultimately cost us a game, really.
It was just about the longest conversation between referee and player I've ever seen before a red card.
Yeah, look, I understand that they have to try and make sure that it's right, but sometimes you've got to see sense and make sure that the decision is going to be the right one. So I see why they've got to take the time on it all, but we've seen footage where our goalkeeper's got his hands up in the air and it's hitting him on his chest area. So, a big moment in the game, and obviously it was one that went against us. But ultimately, over the period of the game, this season so far, we've played well in games and been proud of the players, but couldn't be any prouder of them today, the way that we dominated the second half, the number of chances that we created and nearly capitalised on, and I would have thought their goalkeeper was man of the match. And that speaks volumes for my group of players that we've come to Elland Road and dug deep and looked a better team against with 10 men than a team with 11.
And Sod's Law, you've known Chris Kirkland, he's ill. The young 17-year-old boy wouldn't ever have dreamed his day would turn out like that.
No, young Matty's a good goalkeeper. We had a lot of faith in him. He's been with us and training all the time and travels away in home games to get experience of it all, being called up for England training camp in the new year. So what a place to make your debut. I've seen many more experienced goalkeepers crumble at this football club, and making your debut second half in front of the cop can be intimidating, as I said, but ultimately came through with flying colours.
And poor old Alan Brown gave him no chance with the goal that decided it.
Yeah, well, look, we spoke at half-time just saying, look, we need to make sure that we try and be hard to beat, make sure that we're solid in what we're doing, because we will get chances, and the longer it goes, 0-0, felt that they would get nervous. Obviously, it puts right on the back foot. Brown has done a good defensive job by coming back and unfortunately misdirected his header. But from then on, we were the dominant team. Yeah, they're going to counter-attack against us, but the goalkeeper's made some fantastic saves from a number of our players. So, again, we controlled it with 10 men and wonder what the story would have been if we'd had 11 still.
And soon after the own goal, you pulled young Alan out of it. Was that you thought his head had gone?
No, not really. He's early in the first half, he felt his hamstring was a little bit tight, so it was more of a precaution for the run of games that we've come up. We had DJ missing because of a hamstring strain as well. Hopefully he'll be all right for Huddersfield. So it was more of a precaution. But ultimately wanted to get somebody on the ball who could get us passing again and get control of the game, and Killer certainly did that, affected it, and played a big part in our dominant second half performance.
And almost came up with an equaliser with his head.
Yeah, lucky to love that, being an ex-Leeds player as well, and he don't get forward too much, and headers especially. So again, the keeper had to make a fine save, which on another day could have gone in and got something out of it.
You might have been one up early doors with Will Keane.
Well, some good chances the first 10-15 minutes. I think he's had to make two or three good saves, so we wanted to start positively. We're a positive team, that's how we play, and took the game to them. Yeah, they got back into it and had a spell because they've got some exciting players within this group. But what we've tried to do today is stick to a game plan, which we've done. Even when we've had to change that, given the sending off, we've continued to stick to our plan and try to cause them problems, which ultimately we did.
I know you've got to be careful, and I know you've been to see the referee, but you've had one off and five bookings when the game didn't really merit that, did it?
Not really. I'm a little bit frustrated as well. There was a couple of fouls that our lads got booked for, which Leeds United players made the same tackles. Charlie Taylor won right in front of the dugout, never got booked. I don't criticise referees, but probably wasn't his best game today.
You're going home with no points, but heads up.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of positive from the game today. I thought we played very well. As I said, we've played well this season, and I've been proud of the players. But today, I'm even more proud of them. The way that they've had to dig in and showed the spirit that we've got within the group, the quality that we've got, and produced a real good performance. And another day, we certainly should have got some out of it.